The Beatles on Vinyl for the week of July 29th, 2012. Hello, and welcome to episode number 3 of The Beatles on Vinyl. This podcast plays the music of the Fab Four in the way it was meant to be heard. Yes, that's right, on the original vinyl. No CDs, no MP3s, just vinyl. This week we have a great show lined up for you. I'm going to take you back to 1963 when the Beatles first appeared in the United States music charts. Also, in this week in Beatles history, was a premiere of the movie Help. We're also going to listen to some music performed by the Beatles once they turned solo, one recently and one right after the Beatles split. So sit back, relax, and hope you enjoy this episode of The Beatles on Vinyl. Before we get started this week, I want to thank everybody who has tuned in the past 2 episodes and has sent in some very positive feedback. I'm going to keep on doing this as long as you want to listen to it. We have some very cool additions to the podcast. I've set up a Twitter account and a Facebook account. So if you click on the links in the description, you can get right to our Twitter account and our Facebook account. You'll get the newest updates of when the podcast comes out and everything like that, and you can connect with other Beatle fans out there. Also, if you want to send me an email, you can do that. The email address is thebeatlesatvinyl@gmail.com. Always enjoy listening to your feedback. Our first song we're going to listen to today comes from the debut song on the United States music charts. That was all the way back in 1963, and that was August 4th. And that was the first time that the Beatles appeared in the music charts in the U.S. They had been on the U.K. charts for a while, but finally they reached the States over here, and they debuted at number 116. Now, some of you might think one of the most popular songs they have, like Please Please Me or I Want to Hold Your Hand, would have been the song that would have got them on the charts first. But Please Please Me really never caught on in the United States as a single. Last week I told you that Capitol Records actually refused to sign them to their record label, so they put out the single From Me to You, and it really didn't do anything. It wasn't until about 6 months later, well, you know the story, it was a huge success. So here is From Me to You, debuting at number 116 on VJ Records. This is the original 45. Now, I know I played this at the top of the show, but I'm playing it again for you because on July 29th, 1965 was the premiere of Help. It premiered in the United Kingdom, and I took this off the United States soundtrack, and it has the very unique beginning. Some people call it the James Bond beginning, and it really sets the tone for the whole entire movie. It is kind of a spy type of movie if you haven't actually seen it. If you haven't seen it, I'd recommend going out and purchasing it right away because it is actually a pretty good movie, even though the critics didn't really care too much for it. Now, when I think of this movie, I think of one scene in particular, and it's when the Beatles are in a recording studio. It's kind of dark, it's kind of hazy from all the smoke, and they sing the song, "You're Gonna Lose That Girl." And it's just kind of a surreal look at what it would have been like to be at a recording session with the Beatles. It's by far my favorite scene of the movie, and every time I watch the movie, I always make sure I look out for this. So I'm going to play one of the underappreciated tracks, I think, of all Beatles music. It's called "You're Gonna Lose That Girl." You're gonna lose that girl. Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl. You're gonna lose, yes, yes, you're gonna that, lose girl. That girl. If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind. She's gonna change her mind. And I will take her. One of my favorite songs on the Help album, "You're Gonna Lose That Girl." Alright, even though I call this show The Beatles on Vinyl, doesn't mean that there isn't other good music from the 60s. So I'm gonna take you back to August 3rd, 1963. When I think of the summer, I think of one group and one group only, and that is the Beach Boys. And I was lucky enough to see them about a month ago, and they performed and they sounded wonderful. This song entered the charts on August 3rd, and it was the first ever composition that Brian Wilson composed. This song sat at number 6 for a few weeks, but then eventually rose worldwide to number 1 record. Later it was released on their new LP of the same name. So here is Brian Wilson's first ever composition that he released on record, and that is "Surfer Girl."
Made my heart come all undone. Do you
This past week was the opening of the Olympic ceremonies, and in case you didn't catch it, you should check it out. It's quite a spectacular show. And at the very end, Paul McCartney was given the honor of closing it with his version of Hey Jude. So I thought today we'd play Hey Jude from one of his concerts. This is from the Tripping the Live Fantastic tour that was released on three LPs in 1990. Let's take a listen and see what has changed since then and, well, what kind of still is the same.
I'll tell you what, there's a bit at the end of this next song coming up here that you might want to join in with, okay? See how you feel. If I were not upon the stage, someone else I'd like to. If I were not upon the stage and Andrew driving me, you'd hear me, that's not the one I meant. No, we don't do that one. What I meant to say. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Dig a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her. Thank you.
That was Hey Jude, recorded in 1990 in Cincinnati, Ohio. The last song we're going to listen to today is called Bangladesh, and this is by George Harrison. In 1971, George Harrison and Ravi Shankar decided to put together a benefit concert for Bangladesh, and they ended up raising about $250,000 to help the country. And this was quite a new concept, and there really hadn't been a concert to support a cause up until this point, so George Harrison really kind of pioneered what we know today as a benefit concert. It was held at Madison Square Gardens in New York City, and they had some pretty big names performing there. In addition to George Harrison, only one other Beatle joined him on stage, and that was Ringo. Paul and John did not perform, but Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Billy Preston, Leon Russell, and the band Badfinger performed at this concert. When it was all said and done, it was just a huge benefit, a great humanitarian effort on the part of those performers. So our final song we're going to listen to is Bangladesh. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a copy of the actual concert on vinyl, so I can't play that for you, but I will play you the single by George Harrison. So here is Bangladesh. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in again this week to The Beatles on Vinyl. Check us out on Twitter and on Facebook. You can find the links in the description of either the video or the audio podcast that you're downloading. If you have any questions, any comments, or even any kind of requests for next week's show, please email me. You can reach me at thebeatlesonvinyl@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
And in the end, the love you take.